focus on flowers. Emily Dickinson was born in 1830 and lived all of her 56 years in Amherst, Massachusetts, where, during her lifetime, she was celebrated more as a gardener than as a poet. Gardening, in mid-Victorian times, was thought to be a more appropriate activity for a woman. In her book, The Gardens of Emily Dickinson, Judith Farr explains how Emily's hands-on horticultural knowledge influenced her writing so profoundly. She frequently referred to herself and her loved ones using flower names. Flower images and garden themes were used to explore her emotional reality. She described heaven as a garden we have not seen, and her poems as blossoms of the brain. As a gardener, she understood that without the chill of winter, some perennial plants cannot produce new growth. Bleak times in human lives, like winter in a garden, however, may be preludes to growth and new beginnings. For Emily, winter had a masculine persona and a stony aspect. But she also felt the promise of relief when she wrote these lines about her winter. Generic as a quarry and hearty as a rose. Invited with asperity, but welcome when he goes. This is Moya Andrews, and today we focused on Emily Dickinson.